So last week, Matt Carson said to me that he's not going to be here tonight, and if I could take the sermon, I was like, yeah, sure, not a problem. I'm sorry Matt's not here because it'd probably be 10 times better, but I'm still learning. Tonight, as you can see, we are talking about Jesus the prophet. We're starting a new series, and because we're starting a new series, I wanted to try something new, which is why you're sitting like this. I wanted to kind of bring us all in a little bit closer, get comfy, as you can see down here, and be able to open up the conversation with each other. And there's different sections of Jesus, this, who is Jesus? I think it's, is that right? Yep. It's top of my head. I've looked at it several times and I can't remember. Series. So I just get to bring you the first chunk of it. So today we are looking at Jesus the prophet, as you can see on the screen. So what does the word prophet mean? I'm going to get down a little bit to basics. So if I turn it on and I click. What does prophet mean? A person who speaks for God or a deity and by divine inspiration. So can anyone tell me who... Oh, look, I've done it twice. Well, this isn't working. That's okay. We're just going to go back. I had it at home. It was fun at home. That's all right. So can anyone think of a prophet in the Bible? Major, minor?
Jesus.
I'll let you... That one, because it's your birthday. I'll give you that one. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Samuel, Micah, Jonah.
Alicia.
Yep, Alicia.
Nehemiah.
I've chosen 10, just randomly. It was already said. Moses. So here is some random 10. We've got Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Malachi, Ezekiel, Zechariah, Hosea, Micah, Jonah. Did I do Jonah twice? Maybe. Jesus. And we are looking at Jesus. Absolutely. You said Elisha before. There are some. Elijah, sorry.
Deborah, Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yes, there are more than just that. I am aware of that. So these are just some of the prophets throughout the Bible, as we have said. So there are more, plenty more. But as Ben yelled out, we are looking at Jesus today. So I want to look at, that was the correct answer, Ben. Unfortunately, you don't get a prize. So I want to look at a verse, and we're going to start with John 6:14. I can read it. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that it was quite small if you can't read it. But it says, after the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, surely this is a prophet who is to come into the world. Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Yes. So what is the story behind this passage in John 6:14? Does anyone know what was happening? A few of you will. I'll be honest. Go for it. Correct. I don't have prizes. I'm sorry. I should have thought about this. So the act that was happening in this story that made the people say this, that Jesus was a prophet, what was the actual act? Yeah. And they had leftovers, correct. So I'm just going to ask a general question. Oh, my goodness. I'm just not doing well at the moment. What are some of the signs that Jesus was a prophet? So just a general, like, what are some of the things that made him a prophet in the eyes of these people? Just general, there's three of them in particular that I'm after. What was he doing when he was speaking? Correct. Yeah, general. We're going general. What other things? So teaching, that also... Yep. So it's really hard because I did teaching and preaching at the same time, and it was like I was tossing up whether or not to do two. But we've got teaching, miracles, and preaching. There was plenty that he did, but I'm going to look at these three in particular. So as per the meaning of a prophet, if Jesus was teaching, preaching, and doing miracles in the name of God, was he a prophet? Yes. That's the correct answer. You all get lollies. Kidding. I don't have lollies. I'm sorry. Disappoint. So I just want to take a step back quickly and have a look at Deuteronomy 18, 15 to 20. And I'm going to hand the mic over to Ben.
All right. Where are we? The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him, for this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophets speak in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death."
For Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people."
So if we say that this is going back to Deuteronomy and we're looking at Jesus in these times. So just wanting to have a look at what some of Jesus's teachings and preachings were. So what were the things that he was doing in the land when he was doing the teachings and preaching? Does anyone know any of them? There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just trying to get you guys involved. So what was some Sermon on the Mount? Yes. Healing sick. We'll get to miracles. I'm just teaching and preaching. The parables. Yes. Anything in particular? Yep. The mustard seed and getting more into the nitty gritty. We're not generalizing things now. How to treat people. Yeah. It did. Yep. Any others? Yep. Religious rulers. Say that again. Yep. I apologise, the kettle just started boiling and I missed the beginning of that. So how to treat the poor. Any others? That's fun. So what are some of the miracles that he did? Water into wine. Blind eyes open. Yep. Paralyzed. Walking on water. Paralyzed man walking. He refused to stay dead. Yep. That's a good one.
He forgave sins.
Forgave sins, bringing death from life. Yeah. Lazarus. Multiplying food, as we saw when we were looking at John 6:14. Lots of fish when there wasn't any couch. Sorry. Any others? There was. Yes. So, that was a very good answer. I so wish I had lollies. I'm sorry, guys. Next time, maybe. So when we look at the teaching and the preachings and the miracles, what does that mean for Jesus as a prophet? Is that because there were many people who didn't believe he was a prophet and you know, questioned him all the time. So how do we look at that? Are we looking at that as just a story in a Bible, or are we looking at that as the miracles and the teachings and preaching? Are we taking that seriously? That is a question I want you to reflect on right now. Mustard seed. Does anybody know? I'm just pulling this one out. It's not in my notes. Had anyone heard of the organization called Mustard? Their philosophy is basically, they actually have these cool business cards. This is a small tangent, I'm sorry. That have paper with them, and the paper that comes with it, you can actually plant and it will grow a seed. So there's seed in the paper. So they take mustard seed as an example to sow the mustard seed. And they go into schools and facilitate lunchtime groups and many different conversations, and they basically start the conversation for people in schools to be able to live out their faith in schools, which I think is pretty cool, because that's learning from what Jesus was saying. You just sow a mustard seed, and whether it's at school, whether it's with our friends or anywhere else. So tangent aside, I'm sorry. So the different things that Jesus did as a prophet, some of the teachings, the miracles and all of that, meant that he was a prophet because he did it under the authority of God. Can anyone think of a time that he didn't do anything under the authority of God? Correct answer is no. Helen's sitting there shaking her head. You can't see it because she's laying down, which is totally okay. So it's somewhat of a short sermon. I'm sorry, guys, because you guys are really talkative. So what is somewhat of the take home for today is, if we look at the definition of the word prophet, we find that, well, yes, Jesus is definitely a prophet. With the understanding that we can see all that he has done and his work through him at God's hand. God spoke through his son to the people. When we read of these stories and miracles and the parables and the teachings, we need to read them with an understanding that Jesus... I've lost where I was. I'm sorry. That Jesus was the chosen one, the prophet that God promised, and he delivered with his promise. I was really hoping for a little bit more interaction, guys. No, I'm kidding. Thank you very much. I'm going to close in prayer. It is actually really quick, and I didn't think it was this quick. I'm sorry. So let us pray. Our gracious Father, thank you that you have sent your only Son, as you promised, to be a prophet to all you speak to with your people through him. Thank you that you have been speaking to us through Jesus. We thank you that we can learn from the teachings and the miracles that Jesus performed, and pray that we will continue to learn more about Jesus in the next couple of weeks. Amen.